Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm back. I've missed you all so much. The GC is back and this is your brand new series of the Gemma Collins podcast. And in this episode, I will be chatting all things fabulous, life in, laughs, LOLs, love and more with some drama in it, mixed with drama. I never have a drama-free moment. So today, we're going to be talking about what's been happening in my world, my holiday. I'm going way back to Christmas, guys. We've got so much to catch up on. Now, I want to hear from you. So much has been happening in GC world. This is the first episode back. I can't get it all out in one ep, but keep tuning in, guys. I've got chickens since we last spoke. I've got Gucci, Fendi, Dolce & Gabbana and Chanel. I love them so, so much. I've got a dog, Blue. I've been keeping really well. Loads has been happening. I'm engaged now. And oh my God, it's been a whirlwind. Topic of the week this week, will Christmas survive? Is Christmas going to be a thing that people continue to celebrate? Listen to the podcast, guys. Lots to chew over. But I'm just sending you all so much love. I've been getting tons of messages and voice notes with your questions and dilemmas. So please keep them coming in for the rest of the podcast. I want to hear from you. I'm back. It's 2024. I know we're nearly in March, but I had a creative breather. I felt last year, I don't know what happened, but as it's kind of got to the end of the year, like, or sort of, yeah, you know, just that bit before Christmas, I'd run out of creative vibes, honeys. I was so busy with work. Blue's here. Say hello to all the podcasters. All the listeners, guys, I'm going to come on to Blue in a minute. I've got a dog. It's like having a baby. So I'm sitting here in my house. He is now licking my face, Blue. That's it. Good boy. No licking mummy's face. Guys, the dog is now literally cuddling me. Blue, come on. Yeah, it has been literally a huge whirlwind the last probably 6 months since I've done the podcast. We have got so much to talk about. Blue, relax, honey, next to me. Oh my God, it's like having a baby, but we'll get onto that. But yeah, I really felt last year just sort of hit a brick wall creative-wise, really. Like, everything got really meh and boring and beige and no one could say anything and everyone was like, on this whole weird vibe. Unless I can bring you guys inspirational, you know, life stuff. Blue is now eating my microphone recorder. Blue, that's mummy's. No. So literally, let's talk about it. Christmas. Let's go back to Christmas. I had a lovely Christmas. It was really weird this year, I thought, Christmas. It didn't feel like Christmas. I don't know why. I was working right up until the wire and I couldn't just add my personal touch to it. I was just too busy. Everyone got a present, but I personally, you know, quickly just did some late night shopping orders. I didn't even get a chance to wrap them. That's how busy I was. I was like, hun, to my lovely, lovely dog walker, Eleanor. We'll get onto that in a minute. Guys, I didn't realise having a dog is like having a full-time child. I mean, I wouldn't change it for the world, but I've been on a whole journey, which the good news is I'm going to share it with you. But let's get back to Christmas. I mustn't digress. So literally, I'm just going to set the scene for you. I've moved from the hallway now. I'm sitting on my bed. I'm looking out at the window and I can see all hyacinths coming up, snowdrops, mascari. Guys, I've got chickens since we last spoke. I'm just looking out of my bedroom window and I thought I need to share this with you all. You're here with me, guys. You are here with me. So much to catch up on, but just bear with me. Let's go back to Christmas. I thought Christmas was really weird this year. I don't know about you. It didn't feel like Christmas. It just didn't feel like Christmas at all. And it got my mind ticking. I mean, Jedward came for Christmas. I love Jedward. They are like just family. They are the kindest, sweetest, caring people that I know. They're actually so generous. Like, I meet a lot of people in showbiz that don't put their hands in their pockets, constantly want a freebie. You know what it's like, expecting me to pick up the bill. Jedward just are not like that. They shower me with gifts. I have to tell them to stop buying me stuff. They're like my personal shoppers. They're always picking me up stuff. They're like, Gemma will love that. Gemma will love that. And I just love them. So thank God they turn up at Christmas, not just because of the presents. Love you, Jedward. You don't have to buy me a thing. I'll love you forever anyway. But they turn up all singing, all dancing. John, one of the brothers, brought his guitar and I just went to him, keep busting out Feliz Navidad. You have to keep playing the tune to get everyone in the vibe. Everyone was at mine. I don't know if it was the weather. Oh my God, how annoying are these Ring doorbells? I'm sorry, I've got to turn it off. I just hear the sound. I know they're great for the right reasons, but the noise just goes straight through me. But yeah, everyone was at mine. Me and Dad went and did the Christmas shopping and we did have a lovely Christmas. But I felt like a lot of the key core values of Christmas have just gone out the window. Blue, do not eat that. I feel like a lot of the key values have gone out the window from traditions. And this is what I want to talk about on the podcast and want your feedback, because I felt like this Christmas didn't have one tradition in it. I don't know what happened, whether I didn't have time, whether no one was in the mood, but something was really weird about this Christmas. I couldn't put my finger on it. And I just thought, I wonder in my lifetime if Christmas will become optional. Will it become optional? Do people still want to celebrate Christmas? I don't know. It was just still really weird. I don't have the answers. Blue's now playing with his chicken. Not a real chicken, by the way. It's a toy chicken. Blue, do you have the answers? Do you have the answers, Blue? Will Christmas become optional, honey? I don't know. Who knows? I'd love to hear your responses on that, because I don't know. It was just weird. Anyway, once Christmas was over, everyone moves into mine for 2 weeks at Christmas. And once the 2 weeks was over, I was like, nah, I need a holiday, honey. I just need to get away. The dark nights. I can't really even say it was cold, because it wasn't cold. It was just, yeah. I don't know. I can't describe it, guys. Anyway, I was just like, Ram, we're going on holiday. But just before I get to that bit, I got the most beautiful dog in the whole wide world. Everyone's dogs are beautiful, but I can't believe how much it's actually charmed my life and made me so happy. As you guys know, I live in the country and it is so nice to have, I just never thought I'd have a dog, a cat and chickens. I mean, what's coming next? I'd love to get little miniature horses, but they're a full-time job. I am so close to my dog. I don't like leaving the dog at all. And basically, when I have to go to work, I mean, the life's changed, Hans. I've had to get a full-time dog walker if I can't take the dog on location, which is fine. I mean, it's a great service and I know the girl and she's lovely and my dog loves her. If anyone, another really random fact. Oh, sorry, I just got to wait for this ring doorbell. Another really weird thing, I don't know about you, but if anyone dare looks at my dog the wrong way, I get really offended. So we've got all that to catch up on. When I first took the dog on, I was up in the night. I was up all round the clock. I didn't sleep the whole of December. I did not have one wink of sleep throughout December. So I was working, baby dogging, looking after this beautiful little doggy, and made the fatal mistake of letting the dog in the bed. Me and Ram, I mean, we loved it at first. It was like having a baby in the bed, you know, like it was all new, it was all exciting. And then it was like, I couldn't even cuddle Ram or Ram couldn't cuddle me because of the dog. And we was like, nah, we need to change this. So I called in a gorgeous expert, Becca. I looked her up online. I've got a sight and a sound dog. So it's really important. They're great companions, but he's basically a scent and a sight hound. And, you know, I've learned that you have to put rules in with dogs. Because dogs end up becoming a hierarchy in the house. So guys, literally life has changed. I have a bath. There's my lovely doggy next to me. I go to the toilet. Blue's next to me. Everywhere I go, he is officially the best friend ever. We have so much fun. I'm always walking him, buying him treats. And then I had the shock of my life when I thought, oh, I can only see one testicle on the dog. I mean, it had to be my dog. So I took him to the vet. He had one testicle inside and one testicle down. The vet was like, look, he's going to have to come in and have an operation. So I was like, all right then. I mean, this is taking over my whole life, but it's fine. I love my dog. So I take him to the vets. I break down crying in the vets because he's going in for a little op that takes all of 10 minutes. I'm a nervous wreck. I'm beside myself until I get the phone call from the vets that Blue is okay. So I went to pick him up. I wrapped him in a blanket. I mean, I love this dog so much. I mean, there was a bit, I didn't realise I caused a bit of controversy. I mean, I wasn't thinking, I love my dog so much, but I went to a dog-friendly restaurant, but I did realise that dogs obviously can't eat off the same plate as you, but I just couldn't resist Blue having some scrambled eggs off me plate. I love the dog more than myself. It's taken over my whole life. I'm officially a dog mum. Anyway, it caused a massive, massive storm. And, you know, I've got a son. I do apologise. Yeah, I shouldn't let the dog eat off the plate in the restaurant. It was a bit over the top, but I just love my dog. And, you know, sorry to anyone that was offended. I didn't mean to cause any harm whatsoever. I've been spending loads of time in Hampstead because it is a dog-friendly place. And you're hearing it here first. John and Edward are officially my dog fathers. So if anything happens to me, they will get the dog. It's just so involved. There's dog coats, there's dog leads, there's dog collars. It's endless. There's different oils like salmon oil you can give the dog for the coat. There's doggy shampoos, there's doggy sprays. It has been a full-time life takeover. But do you know what? I would not change it for the world. And if anyone is thinking about getting a dog, if you can give it a lovely home, lots of kisses, lots of cuddles, lots of snuggles and lots of walks, then please go and get a dog. And, you know, look into Battersea Dogs Home and all these places where you can give an animal a lovely, lovely life, because my life is certainly a much better place because Blue's in it. It was a bit weird at first with the dog and cat, but doggy and cat love each other now. I mean, it took about 6 weeks with the dog trainer.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
And all is good. But I notice now if I go away, so after Christmas, I was like, I need a holiday, Ram. I didn't sleep. I was up through the night. Me and Rami didn't have a cuddle the whole of December because of the dog. I mean, the list is endless. I was up 4 o'clock in the night, 4 o'clock in the morning, letting the dog out for a wee, but I've got him in a total routine now. I mean, it's absolutely been life-changing, but for the best reasons. I go to dog-friendly hotels. I only book dog-friendly holidays. I'm like, if my dog can't come, I'm not coming, hun. It's really been a whole new experience and I would highly recommend it. So one January wet, cold day, I've come back from the park. I look at Ram when he comes in from work. I'm like, hun, we need a holiday. So I had a few kind of destinations in mind. I fancied Barbados because I started watching something on TV. And it was all about Barbados. And I was like, I could just see myself there right now. So I was looking at all the holidays in Barbados. And then I was looking at Dubai. And then I thought, oh, I've always wanted to go back to the Maldives. I went there years and years and years ago. And I thought, I didn't really remember it. And I just thought, it looks like absolute paradise. And Rami's always so busy with work. I thought the only way we're going to get a whole 2 weeks together is if I book the furthest island in the Maldives from the airport. Because when you arrive in the Maldives, guys, let me just give you a little breakdown. You come out, when you arrive in the Maldives, you come out at an airport, Mali Airport. And there's literally just seaplanes, and you can get seaplanes or boats to your island. Well, my island was an hour and 15 minutes from the Mali airport. So I knew if I got Rami there, there was no way he could get back in a hurry. So I just felt like all the time that we kind of was living in the same house but was apart at Christmas, which sounds weird, but dogs, family, you know, I was just like, right, we're going to make up for lost time. So I said, Ram, It was one Sunday morning. I bolted up out of bed, looked out the window. It was raining and I thought, I cannot take this another day. Someone was moving into my house, the lovely Eleanor, to look after my Blue. So I thought, everything's covered, everything's sorted. So it was one Sunday morning. I booked the holiday. I literally packed. Didn't we, Blue? Come on, have a little sleep now. And my dog likes an afternoon nap. Listen, oh, Blue is licking my face again. Guys, if anyone knows, should we let dogs lick our faces or not? Please let me know. Blue doesn't stop licking mine. But off I went. I had literally less than 24 hours to get packed, go to the airport. And you know what? It was the best decision I ever made in 2024. I've not had a proper holiday like for a long time. And what I mean by proper holiday is going somewhere really fast, switching off the phone and just being totally immersed with the person you're with and your surroundings. I treated myself to first class on the way out. I did turn 43 in January and I always made a promise to myself that one day I would only ever get on the planes and turn left. Don't get me wrong. I do love an economy flight, but 2 to 4 hours max, huns, couldn't do no more than that. I'm just being honest. So, we had the whole first class experience. It was a total treat. Me and Rami loved it. I just was like, I want to go as far away as possible and so no one can get hold of me. And we had the most, oh my God, I'm yawning now because it's just so relaxing thinking about it again. We arrived in the Maldives. I mean, it was a bit stressful because they said I could only take 20 kgs, but I'd spoke to a few people and they was like, you don't need loads of clothes in the Maldives. And I was like, okay. Didn't take anyone's advice. Looked online to see the best solutions of packing as much as you can in one case. But to be fair, guys, if you're going to the Maldives, you don't need loads of clothes. And that's coming from me. We arrived at the Maldives. We was totally blown away by where we were staying, the island. And it was really funny because you have to get on a seaplane. So, you know, I'm claustrophobic. But anyway, it was all good. I just thought, I'm so desperate to get on this island. I'll happily take the seaplane. So I go on the seaplane and I'm just looking down thinking, oh my God, I wonder if there's a shark in there or a killer whale or just all these random sea life animals. Because you are literally, the water is so blue, you have never seen nothing like it in your life. It's pure turquoise. It's just stunning. And I had to laugh because when the seaplane landed, I was like, I made it. I mean, it is an experience going in a seaplane, but a good one. And I think everyone should do it once in their lifetime. But when we got off the seaplane, I don't know if any of you remember or I spoke about it on the podcast last year, but I'm a huge fan of White Lotus. And White Lotus, for anyone that doesn't know, is a series. Jennifer Coolidge is in it. And I was just obsessed so much last year. I ended up living my best Jennifer Coolidge life. I found out where they filmed the movie. I went to the hotel in Sicily and I walked around Sicily thinking I was Jennifer Coolidge, to be honest. I got out all the outfits, all the designer handbags and shoes, sunglasses, and I had the biggest blow dryers going and I was like, yeah, I'm Jennifer Coolidge. So I just fully immersed myself in the moment of White Lotus. But in the second White Lotus, they're in Thailand. And as they arrive, everyone's standing there waving. So as we got off the seaplane, I knew it was going to be an amazing trip because as I got off the seaplane, the whole team and staff was there to greet us waving. And it just made me chuckle and, oh God, I feel so relaxed talking about the Maldives. Guys, if you need a break, go to the Maldives. And from the minute I saw the people from the hotel waving at us like they did in White Lotus. I mean, someone was making noises on a shell, blowing through the shell. I was like, this is going to be the best holiday of my life. I just had a feeling. And it was
From the minute I stepped on that sand, I was in total paradise. It was incredible. I was too scared to go snorkeling. There is so many fish. There's sharks. There's something called nurse sharks there, as in nurse, N-U-R-S-E. But we used to go and see them. They used to come at 10 o'clock of the night. And I've got so many videos and everything of them. They were total, like, it was totally beautiful, like, seeing sharks and animals in their natural environment was just truly incredible. But then Rami was like, do you want to go snorkeling? And I thought, it would just be my luck that a shark would try and eat me. Why wouldn't they? Tasty, plenty of meat on me. And I was just like, no, Ram, if you want to go snorkeling, it's fine. But it's absolute madness. Like, I was walking along the beach one day when I was there. Like, it is just unbelievable. The natural habitat is stunning. And there was like that I think they're called monterays. And I was like, oh my God. And then I felt about Steve Irwin, because he got killed by one of them. I think it was a freak accident. The towel stung him. And then I was like, I'm not sure if I'm going to go in the sea today. Anyway, it was amazing. The food, the hotel, the spa treatments. And I had such a beautiful surprise on my birthday. Remy went all out. He flew in roses from the capital, Mali, for my birthday. He got me a sushi cake. It was just absolutely incredible. So there it is, guys. I would totally recommend going to the Maldives. It is a once-in-a-lifetime trip, and definitely put it on all your bucket lists and your vision boards. So in true GC style, we did 11 nights in the Maldives and it was time to come home. I just wasn't ready to face real life. So I flew back into Dubai with Rami, and we had two nights in Dubai. You know, like, I just wanted to have a bit of a shop. I hadn't shopped for 11 days and the addiction was getting the better of me. So I was like, Ram, let's go to Dubai. Anyway, one day I was like, do you know what? Should we go to the mall? I'd sat on the beach. I'd done all the sunbathing. I'd been, you know, totally relaxed, just sunning myself every day, swimming in the pool, drinking out of coconuts. I was like, I need to get back to reality, but I wasn't quite ready to just land back in Stansted Airport. So I was like, let's go to Dubai, baby. I'm so pleased we did. It was Chinese New Year when we was there. It was incredible. I was staying near the Burj Al Arab and it was totally unbelievable because it was Chinese New Year when we was there. And literally, they did this amazing drone show where there was this like whole massive dragon flying around the Burj Al Arab. But I was so exhausted, guys. You won't believe it. I did 12,000 steps round Dubai shopping mall. Doing 12,000 steps around a shopping mall, you can imagine I was going some. And then I came out the shopping mall and it was really overwhelming. There were so many people. And I was like, wow, I'm back to reality where I'd been on an island and hardly saw anyone. So it was a nice, short, sharp shock back to reality. Had so much fun in Dubai. I was literally ready to come home and I'd had a brilliant holiday. And you know what, guys? That's what holidays are for. Book your holidays this year. You know, have something to look forward to because I've come back so fresh. My creative juices are flowing again and I'm feeling amazing. So, yeah. But in true GC style, once again, it was never a plane sailing ride back to the UK.
I landed back in the UK. My mum had missed me, bless her heart. I'd missed her. So she said, I'm coming to stay. So mother rocks up, 2 days in, catching up, telling her about my holiday. And mumsy sadly got a phone call that her cat had died. This cat was a new cat to the family. My mum is one of these people where animals just flock to her. She's a real life animal healer. And she rescued this cat. It appeared on her doorstep. It was starving, the poor thing. Mum thought the cat was dying, but it was actually really malnourished. So mum and dad took the cat to the vet, and the vet said, there's nothing wrong with the cat. It's just starving. The vet said there was nothing wrong with the cat. It was just starving. So bless my mum and dad, they brought the cat home and they brought the cat back to life. We named it Roxy. We've actually had the cat for 6 months. And then 2 days in, we got a terrible phone call. Mum was sitting at the kitchen table and we was just having a cup of tea. My dad had come home from work and found the poor cat dead. My mum said the cat went outside and she just had this feeling that the cat was going to die, and she was right. And, you know, it's always about trusting our instincts and, you know, being in tune with what's going on around us. And poor Roxy passed away, but she wasn't in pain. My mum and dad gave her the best life that she could have had. And it's so sad. There's so many starving cats out there. We don't know where the cat came from, what happened to the cat. You know, we just know that we gave the cat, we don't know the background of the cat, a very, like, lovely end to dear Roxy's life. But this is where, I mean, if you've got a sense of humour, guys, you're going to find this funny. So my mum's garden is like pet cemetery because everyone knows my mum loves animals. My mum has buried lots of her friends' animals in the garden. So then what happened was literally mum is beside herself. I'm like, Dad, have we got a box you can put the cat in? And because there's so many animals already in my mum's garden, we'll bury the cat, the dear Roxy, bless her, love her heart, up at my house. So literally, Dad couldn't find a box, so he put lovely Roxy in a Louis Vuitton carrier bag that, stop it, no. So Dad put Roxy in a Louis Vuitton carrier bag and bless her heart, I mean, I had to laugh. The cat got buried in true style. Mum had obviously had a purchase whilst I was on holiday and he just put the cat in the Louis Vuitton carrier bag. And Rami goes and picks the cat up from my parents' house. So as Rami turns up to my parents' house to collect dearest Roxy to bury her in the garden here, my dad hands Rami the Louis Vuitton bag and Rami says, oh, is this a gift for Gemma or Joan? And my dad said, no, Ram, it's got the cat in it. Rami just had this nervous laugh on him and burst into laughter. But he said all the way home from my mum's house to obviously our house, Rami had visions of the cat jumping out the bag. Can you imagine? Poor Roxy, poor Rami. But we did a lovely ceremony for the cat. We got the gardener to dig a hole and we are going to find a rose bush or a plant called Roxy and do a lovely plant there by her grave so that we can always remember our dearest lovely Roxy. Guys, thank you so much for joining me on today's Gemma Collins podcast. This is produced by Pineapple Audio Production. Please make sure you follow the podcast and leave me a lovely review. And honeys, just to let you know, you can voice note me at Gemma Collins on Instagram and TikTok with your stories and questions, and I'll answer them next week on the podcast. Darlings, stay fabulous. Protect your energy. Protect your aura. Keep bringing positive vibes. Keep being fabulous. And I'll see you all again next week. Ciao for now, honeys.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.